You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi, everyone. This is Mary Shoman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the longer-term consequences of untreated hypothyroidism and hypothyroidism's effect on your life expectancy. The thyroid is a powerful organ, and although it's small compared to most other organs in the body, it's considered the metabolic powerhouse. As part of your endocrine system, it's responsible for regulating your metabolism, growth, and development. The thyroid gland produces thyroid hormones, which travel through the bloodstream to communicate to every cell in the body. Untreated thyroid disease puts patients at risk for other ailments such as cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and infertility. However, people who are treated with thyroid hormone replacement medication consistently have an average life expectancy. So how does hypothyroidism affect your body? Well, when you're hypothyroid, your body is not able to produce enough thyroid hormones, namely thyroxine, known as T4, and triiodothyronine, known as T3, and it's not able to support your body's metabolic demands. When your thyroid hormone production is low, your body processes slow down and change, affecting virtually every system in your body. Here's a list of some of the most common symptoms of hypothyroidism: changes in your menstrual cycle, constipation, depression, dry hair and hair loss, dry skin, elevated cholesterol, fatigue, greater sensitivity to the cold, a hoarse voice, infertility, joint pain, stiffness and swelling, memory problems, muscle aches and stiffness, muscle weakness, puffy face, a slowed heart rate, swelling of the thyroid gland known as goiter, and unexplained weight gain or difficulty losing weight. People who have hypothyroidism can develop these symptoms within a matter of days to over several years. It can also start at any point in life, although diagnosis is most common in women during and after menopause. Often these symptoms are confused with other conditions, resulting in a misdiagnosis or a missed diagnosis. If you're experiencing symptoms, consider taking a thyroid blood test to understand how your thyroid is functioning. Many labs will look only at thyroid-stimulating hormone, the TSH, but Paloma's philosophy is that it's also important to measure free T3, free T4, and thyroid peroxidase antibodies. By looking at TSH, free T3, free T4, and TPO antibodies, you and your doctor will be able to understand the big picture of what's happening with your thyroid and where specifically you need to make improvements. So if you have hypothyroidism, but it is not being treated, what are the long-term consequences? Well, if your hypothyroidism is left untreated, it can lead to several health problems, including infertility, congenital disabilities in any babies that you may have, obesity, joint pain, heart disease, goiter, and a long list of other issues as well. We're going to talk about a few of these issues in this episode. First off, there's infertility. Low thyroid hormone levels can result in irregular menstrual cycle patterns and ovulation problems that lead to abnormal endometrial development, high prolactin levels, and sex hormone imbalances. All of these factors can affect your fertility and make it harder for a woman to conceive. So, normal thyroid function is really necessary for fertility and to maintain a healthy pregnancy. Paloma recommends that you test your thyroid function if you plan to get pregnant, you have a history of thyroid problems or irregular periods, you have had a previous miscarriage, or you're unable to conceive after 1 year of unprotected sex. Congenital disabilities are another area. In a mother who is untreated for her hypothyroidism during pregnancy, this can lead to preterm birth, low birth weight, and respiratory distress in the baby. Evidence also shows that thyroid hormones are essential for the normal development of the fetal brain, and there is some research that shows increased risk of ADHD and autism spectrum disorders in babies born to mothers who had untreated hypothyroidism. Obesity is another issue that can result from untreated hypothyroidism. Because thyroid dysfunction can affect your body weight and composition, your body temperature, and your energy expenditure, regardless of your level of physical activity. Clinical evidence even suggests that mild thyroid dysfunction can affect your body weight and represent a risk factor for obesity. Excess weight then can lead to a series of other health complications, including osteoporosis, sleep apnea, diabetes, and heart disease. Joint pain is another complication of untreated hypothyroidism. Musculoskeletal manifestations are quite common in hypothyroidism, and these can range from muscle and joint pains to arthritis to even disease of muscle tissue. Having joint pain can make it harder to stay active as well, which increases your risk for weight gain. In addition, chronic pain can also lead to depression, which is another symptom and complicating factor in hypothyroidism. Another condition that often results from untreated hypothyroidism is heart disease, and that's because thyroid hormone significantly affects your cardiovascular system. Both clinical and subclinical thyroid problems are associated with an increased risk of coronary heart disease, heart failure, and mortality. When you're hypothyroid and not being treated, you're at an increased risk of several specific heart problems, including a slowed heart rate, blood vessel constriction, increased blood pressure, fluid retention that causes swelling, and high cholesterol levels. Another sign and symptom of untreated hypothyroidism is goiter. When your thyroid hormones are low, the pituitary gland continually stimulates the thyroid to produce more hormones. This excessive stimulation can result in enlargement of the thyroid gland, which eventually creates a bulge in your neck. This process is called goiter. Finally, myxedema coma is the extreme manifestation of hypothyroidism that's not treated. It's an uncommon but potentially life-threatening complication of extremely low thyroid hormone levels. In this condition, the metabolism slows to the point that a person eventually falls into a coma. It usually occurs in people who have had untreated hypothyroidism for a very, very long time. So what are the long-term outcomes of treated hypothyroidism? Hypothyroidism is a treatable health condition. The earlier you start treatment, the less likely you are to experience any long-term consequences. You will likely need to take a thyroid hormone replacement medication for the rest of your life. There are many different ways to treat hypothyroidism, including different thyroid medications and combination therapy, like taking T4 and T3 together, and natural thyroid drugs. So you have a number of different options when it comes to the medications used to treat an underactive thyroid. Once you start medication, it can take some time to find the right dose for you. Within a few months, many people find the optimal dose for managing their symptoms and have stable thyroid hormone levels. Beyond taking thyroid hormones, you can support your thyroid with nutrition and lifestyle modifications as well to support the overall endocrine system and your overall health. There are some studies that link hypothyroidism to increased longevity, interestingly. The Rotterdam study, a population-based prospective cohort study, aimed to investigate thyroid function associated with overall life expectancy and life expectancy with and without cardiovascular disease. This study, which was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, found that people with low thyroid function actually live up to 3.5 years longer overall than the general population. In addition, the study suggests that people with low thyroid function may live up to 3.1 years longer without cardiovascular disease than people who have high or normal thyroid function. There's some thought that a low normal thyroid function may help the body conserve energy. Other theories indicate that there may be a genetic component linked to hypothyroidism that increases longevity. The research had some limitations, however. For instance, the study included predominantly white people over the age of 45, so the findings do require confirmation in other populations. Additionally, while the study included TSH and T4 or thyroxine levels, it did not have any data on the T3 levels of the patients. Heart disease is one of the primary concerns when it comes to life expectancy and thyroid disease. One study actually identified that both undertreating or overtreating hypothyroidism could increase the risk of heart disease, which is the leading cause of death in Americans. So here's a quick note from Paloma Health. Thyroid patients who consistently take the right dose of thyroid replacement medication can lead healthy lives and may even have some increased longevity. However, untreated hypothyroidism can lead to a decreased quality of life and can increase your risk for long-term complications like heart disease. Schedule a consultation with a Paloma Health doctor to optimize your thyroid function and reclaim your health and improve your quality of life. That's it for today's episode. Here's an FYI. All of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Shoman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.